Blog Talk Radio.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is the Mr. Media Interview, recorded live on blogtalkradio.com from the new media and American League Baseball capital of the world. Yes, that's right, St. Petersburg, Florida.
The Secret Life of the American Teenager.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you Amy? I'm Ricky.
You're not just moving in with Dad so I can have your room for a nursery?
I know we've only been dating for a few weeks. Grace, I really don't want you dating anyone else.
I just don't know if my parents would think we were getting too serious too quickly. I just don't see how this is gonna work. I mean, how do we even know I have a birth canal? Oh, get my mom. Oh.
I'm not very good with pain.
Find your mother.
Ow!
Ow, ow, hurry! Ow, hurry! Ow, baby, ow!
Why are you screaming at me?
Your nail!
Please, be nice to me. I need a friend. Can we just be friends?
Are you even capable of being a friend?
I like you. I like you a lot. We're going to the same school, and, well, this could be the start to something big.
Be cool. Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. As we left the cast of The Secret Life of the American Teenager at the end of season two, Ricky and Amy became parents. And they're what, 15, 16? All right, I'll be honest. As a dad of a teenage girl, I'm not entirely sure how I feel about this show, what with its frank and somewhat gentrified presentation of sexually active kids and way too understanding parents. But not every show is for everybody, and I appreciate that. And in that spirit, I'm delighted to welcome two young and talented stars from ABC Family's The Secret Life of the American Teenager, Darren Kagasoff and Megan Park, Ricky and Grace, respectively. Megan, Darren, welcome to Mr. Media.
Hello.
Thank you.
How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And polite, very polite young people, too, I might add.
Thank
you. So, season three of the show kicks off this Monday, and I got to ask you guys, does the American Teenager have any secrets left? I feel like I already know way too much about you kids.
Actually, you'll be surprised, I think, how many more secrets there are. This new season is way more dramatic than any season we've had so far, and especially the premiere comes in with a bang, and there's a lot of juicy drama in the first episode.
Oh, I wish you would use a different phrase than that. It seemed like last season went out with the results of a bang, so... You know.
This one is like a big bang, bigger bang. I mean, it sets a tone for the whole series, the premiere episode. So, you know, all the characters kind of get more in depth with everybody's storyline. So it's not just focused on raising the baby. There's so many other outside things that are going on as well.
And there's a very tragic death with one of the main characters in the first season. So you really see people coping and dealing with that throughout the entire show.
Gee, I hope it's not Molly Ringwald. I want to see more of how screwed up she is.
You will see lots of her this season.
Okay, good. So, why don't we start here? Tell me, each of you, about what's going to happen with your character in the third season. Darren, why don't we start with you? Tell me a little bit what you can.
Well, you know, in the first season, Ricky kind of got around with all the girls. He got Amy pregnant, so... he was trying to avoid that, you know. He wasn't taking responsibility for his actions. And this next season, you kind of get to see him be a teenage father and really take responsibility for being a father. So it's exciting because you get to see his character change, and hopefully he kind of has a good head on his shoulders now and he tries to be with only one girl.
Oops, sorry. And... Megan, what about Grace? What's ahead for her?
This season is a very big, like, growing season for her. I think she was a little bit sheltered and naive and kind of not really, she's a little sheltered last season, and this season she definitely has some reality checks and makes some really big decisions. And of course, you know, her constant struggle has kind of been with her Christianity and, you know, kind of trying to live within those beliefs and those morals and doing the right thing. And she's really tested this season, especially in the first couple episodes. Jack is really pushing her to, you know, have sex, and she's not sure if she's ready. So that's a pretty big thing for her this season. And I think also, you know, she's very affected by the death and dealing with that. And it's just a very big eye-opening growing up season for Grace.
It's kind of sad that, and TV does this, I think, on a show like this, the longer Grace holds out and stands to her principles of why she doesn't want to have sex, it may actually become a bit of a joke for people watching. And that, in turn, kind of puts pressure on the character. Do you think she can hold out? Do you think she should hold out?
You know, I don't know. It's, you know, that's basically what her struggle is this season, and I think that the decisions that she makes, there's a lot of consequences, there's a lot of questioning, and it's a really big decision for her on so many levels, and it's not something she takes lightly. And I think that they're really showing, you know, what happens if you make either side of the decision and how you're either ostracized or the consequences you have to face. So it'll be interesting to see how the fans react to what she does and how her, you know, how Grace reacts.
Mm. Now the two of you, your characters are kind of like on escalators in some ways, going in different directions. Grace seems to be on the escalator. Well, I don't know which one of you is going up or down, but you're kind of Grace is heading that direction of, you know, she continues to heavily weigh the issue of sex or no sex. Ricky has had sex. He's had a lot of sex. He tells us he really likes having sex, but he's having to deal with the consequences of it. So, am I recalling correctly here? Grace turned Ricky down, right?
She did turn Ricky down in the first season. That wasn't an easy thing for her to turn down, though. I think she was pretty intrigued by the whole bad boy thing and what he, you know, he was so different than Jack. And but I think that, you know, Jack is her history and her first love, and it's just a whole different thing with Jack, you know. And but she did turn Ricky down, so it's an interesting thing, actually.
How old are you guys?
A woman never tells.
I'm old
Aaron's
enough.
47.
I'm old enough
really
to
young.
Drink. We'll put it that way.
All right, Darren, you're old enough to drink. Megan, are you old enough to drink?
No.
Okay. All right, so that's – all right, good. Well, we got that far with that question. All right, so let me ask you this. How did each of you get into the show? And Darren, because Darren, I understand this may have been your first acting gig.
Yeah, it was my first acting job. You know, it was like the fifth audition I ever went out on. And, you know, the script, I read the first pilot episode, and I absolutely fell in love with it. But at that point in my life, you know, I would have taken anything that I booked. So for me, it was just exciting that – to book a job like this, and then now with the success of it, it's just fun to be a working actor.
And Megan, this is not your, I don't think this is your first gig, and I know you've got a movie coming out also.
No, I don't have anything coming out right now. I've only ever done films, pretty much.
Okay.
I'm from Canada, actually, so I've done a lot of films up there and a lot of Canadian TV shows, and I actually came down here for a week to, because I had a movie coming out called Charlie Bartlett that I did with Robert Downey. Yeah, and so I came down because it was the week that it came out. And while I was here, my manager sent me the script for The Secret Life, and I read it, and I loved it, and I actually went in and read for Amy's role originally. But the whole time I was like, I don't know, I feel like I'm a Grace. I feel like I should read for Grace. And ultimately they were like, we think she's a Grace too. So I ended up reading for her, and within a week I tested and had a couple callbacks and got the part. So I, you know, went back to Canada, got my stuff, and moved down here.
And as you look back on that, because I knew you had auditioned for Amy, as that has worked out for Shea Woodley with all the controversy, what do you think? Do you think you got the better part of the deal?
I don't. You know, I think it's like sometimes it's like a role chooses you. You don't really choose a role. You either just connect with something or you don't. And I just connected with Grace, and it was just so easy for me to understand her and play her. And I think Shea does a beautiful job of playing Amy, and that's her role. She's meant to play that role. I'm meant to play Grace. I think we really, really honestly both win.
Hmm. And let me tell our listeners, if you're listening live and you've got a comment or a question for Darren and Megan, stars of the ABC Family series, The Secret Life of the American Teenager, you can give us a call right now, 1-646-595-3135. It's only while this is live, okay? This is on Friday, whatever today's date is. I think it's June 19th. If you're listening live, we'd love to have you call in. You can also ask a question in the live web chat that accompanies the show, and I can pass that on. Darren, it kind of seemed to me like you've got sort of the toughest job on the show. I mean, your character, Ricky, he's the father of the baby, but he may or may not be in love with the baby's mother. He's a guy who admits he loves having sex. He's clearly been around the cast. I mean, the characters in the cast. Pretty complicated character.
Definitely. You know, it's so exciting. I mean, I got into this business for one thing, and that's just to act. And, you know, the writers have done such a great job with my character and letting me really stretch and, you know, go to certain places that I guess is not really shown on TV. So it's I'm having such a blast. You know, one day he's just a total player. He's playing just such a cad, you know, and then the next day he's really emotional and just, I mean, he's got so many issues that he's dealing with as far as, I mean, he was sexually abused by his dad, so that's one thing that he's got to tackle. And then being a teenage father, dealing with that all in high school, and then now raising the child, and, you know, he is a sex addict, so, you know, kind of maybe stepping away from that and maybe taking responsibility now and growing up. You know, I think this season you really get to see our characters develop and mature, so...
Well, speaking of him being a sex addict, here's a little clip for folks. Listen to this. I hope.
And who knows why, but maybe it was just meant to happen. Although I don't think it's meant to happen again.
Yeah. Believe me, it's not going to happen again. I'm thinking about getting fixed. I mean, the state should make me get a vasectomy or something.
Ricky, you're 16. You're in high school. I mean, maybe one day you'd like to grow up and get married and have some more children.
I don't think so. This is it for me. I don't even deserve to have this one. I don't deserve to have a baby with a girl this nice. With Amy. I can't believe I did something so stupid. It's changed the lives of so many people. Hate myself.
Hey, you can't enter into the world of fatherhood with that kind of attitude.
I'll go along with him on that. So let me ask you this. I try to ask you guys about age. Let me ask you this. Do you think either of you, as you know, as actors, as young people, are either of you prepared? You know, if it happened to you tomorrow, are you ready to raise a child?
I mean, God forbid, no. I don't think so. I mean, it's one of those things you hope you never find yourself in that situation if you're not prepared or you don't want it. But, I mean, kudos to all those teenage mothers out there who do it and do it well, because I know there's so many of them, and they deserve so much more respect than they get, because it really does take a lot of work, and we've learned that from the show, and even just having the babies around on set there, so much work, and you really have to, like, not be selfish and give up everything, and... I definitely, you know, don't have plans to have kids anytime soon. I don't think Darren does either, probably.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I don't think I'd be a good dad right now. We're just so busy and, like,
yeah.
I don't know. I just want to focus on me right now, be selfish and focus on me.
Now's the time.
Yeah, really. Take it from somebody who waited a long time to have a kid. You want to be sure you're really ready. And that's,
right.
I think that's, you know, that's the thing. I think a lot of parents have an issue with the show because it's just, I don't know, you know, yeah, there's some tough moments for these kids, but parents seem supportive and the friends are supportive and they're all, you know, at the very least middle to upper class, so white kids. And I worry that it's presented as too easy and too attainable and that, oh, it's not so bad, you know? Hey, you're 15, 16. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you get pregnant. Go ahead, have the kid, you know. It's not that easy.
It's definitely not that easy. And I think, you know, about the friends being supportive and the parents being supportive, once, you know, she decided to keep the baby and she decided to take it on, I mean, what other option do they really have at that point? I think they did the right thing by supporting her and trying to encourage her to get a job and work hard and stay in school and work really hard. I think, you know, there's always going to be controversy. It's such a touchy subject, and I can only imagine for parents too, but I think that they really try to show the realistic side of, like, how her life is so different in so many ways. And, you know, she, especially this season, you know, she can't do anything with her friends anymore. She can't go out. She's stuck inside all day with this baby, and she's working and going to school, summer school, and all this stuff happens. And I think that especially this season, it's really going to show the reality of what it is to be 16 and living at home with a baby. And it's not like a party, for sure.
And I think the show, I don't think it glorifies teen pregnancy whatsoever. I think, if anything, it shows you that, I mean, there's a cause and effect. So if you do something like that, then, you know, that could happen. So it just makes teenagers and parents aware that, you know, stuff like that could happen, and just show them the way of either going about it, whether it's putting it up for adoption, abortion, or whatever anybody's personal views are. So
now, I over on another ABC Disney show over on the Disney Channel, the Jonas Brothers wear purity rings to declare their intent to remain virgins until marriage. And, you know, anybody wearing purity rings on your show set?
Characters, you mean?
No, the actors.
Oh, yeah, I do, as myself, Darren. No, I'm just kidding.
You know, I don't know, and I think if it is, it would be that person's decision to, you know, put that out there. But I think, you know, whatever, it's such an individual choice, and kudos to the Jonas Brother. I think that's a great thing, and hopefully it inspires lots of teens to make the same choice if it's right for them.
Same.
Along that line, I mean, do you feel a little extra pressure being on a show like this? That it's ABC Family, it's got family in its name, you're part of the Disney family. Is there pressure, or do you guys get, as young people, obviously, Darren, you're old enough to drink, you made that clear, but, I mean, as young people on a show like this, do you get that that pep talk from producers or from the network that says, you know, whatever you do in your private life, be aware of, you know, how that reflects on the show and the characters? Is that an issue?
You know, they definitely put it out there. You know, the producers, I think they all know that we're all good people, you know, and we're not trying to do anything bad. But again, we are young, so you never know. But as far as right now, I mean, none of us have gotten in any trouble. We're kind of just kind of keep a low head and, you know, just do the work, and that's it.
Yeah, we're just so grateful to be working on the show and to be a role model, you know, if that's what you want to call it, for these kids. Such a great position to be in, to influence them hopefully in, like, good ways. So I think none of us want to take that for granted.
What would be, what do you think the worst thing either of you has ever done to, you know, to warrant that kind of, you know, negative thing? Have you done anything? I mean, you know, stepped on a crack, broke your mother's back, that kind of thing?
Not really. I don't know. Nothing that I can think of. I mean, I killed someone. No.
Oh, I forgot about that.
No, nothing that's like,
I mean,
I don't know.
We've all made mistakes. We're young, and we've, you know, but, I mean, nothing crazy, I don't think.
Yeah.
Now, tell me about, you know, you've got a really interesting cast of adult actors on the show. And speaking of, you know, stepping on a crack, breaking your mother's back, tell me about Stephen Sherpa. Interesting to have somebody from The Sopranos.
He is so cool.
Yeah, well, I was definitely an avid watcher of The Sopranos, and first time I met him on set, I could not believe that I'm working on a TV show with Bobby, you know, because that's
yeah.
The show. I mean, it was just insane. So, I mean, it's an honor, it's a pleasure to be working with these veteran actors. You know, for me, it's my first job, so you just learn so much from them. And
they're
advice.
Such a talented group of adult actors. Like, they've all written books, I think. Steve has. Josie just came out with a children's book. Molly, I think, is in the works of the book. And they're all, like, such interesting people. And, you know, Steve lives in New York and flies in. Josie lives in Seattle and flies in. So they're all, like, really down-to-earth, normal, like, hardworking people. They're such great role models for us.
And let me ask you about Molly. I mean, obviously, she had the same kind of same but different kind of fame and experience when she was a teen, in The Breakfast Club and 16 Candles and I want to say Pretty in Pink. I think that's right.
Yeah.
Had you guys seen any of her movies before you started shooting, and or have you gone and seen them since to see what all the chatter's about with her?
Well, to be honest, when I got the show and heard her name, I knew who she was. I could picture her face, but I hadn't seen the movie. So my mom was like, you have to go out and rent them. So I went out and rented them and watched them, and they were amazing. And, of course, I fell in love. But I think Darren had seen them, right?
Yeah, I saw Breakfast Club when I was in high school and was definitely a big fan of that movie. So, when she was cast in it, I mean, they're all name actors, so it's unbelievable to just be in that, I guess, circle.
And it's cool, like, Josie worked on Melrose Place, which I've seen, and Jason Priestley has been directing our show, and he was on the original 90210, so it's cool to have, like, so many cool veterans on the set.
Well, it's good in that you certainly, you're around people who've been there, done that, and if one of you, I guess, was having an issue, they could certainly address it if they were so inclined, privately or publicly.
Right.
Now, I hold in my hot little hands the just-released DVD for the... Oh, I'm holding it up like you can see it. The second season...
You have it right here, too.
Oh, okay, good. So we all know what we're talking about, of The Secret Life of the American Teenager. Now, for people who may be listening to Mr. Media but haven't seen the show before or who may have been kind of in and out, tell them a little bit about what happened. Obviously, there was a baby, but tell them a little bit about some things that happened on the second season and maybe why they'd want to go buy the DVD and catch up in its entirety.
Well, the second season is the second 12, I think, that aired. And it's, you know, of course, Amy in the last months of having her baby and being pregnant and, you know, Ricky and Ben kind of fighting over Amy and Ricky having a, you know, being with Adrian but having kind of like a secret affair with Grace. And there's a lot of drama on this DVD. And the DVD is awesome because there's like all this behind-the-scenes stuff, which I think the fans will really like.
Now, I have another clip I want to play, and I apologize because in grabbing the clips today, I can't remember. I was looking for a clip that had the two of you together, and I honestly can't remember. I know Darren is on this, and Megan, I can't remember, and I couldn't quite tell from listening if this is you or not, and I apologize if it's not, but I'm going to play this clip. You'll know what it is instantly.
I think we all just kind of realize that maybe this is just for the family.
I'll let Amy know.
I'll be praying for her. And for you. I've had a really great time getting to know you the past few months. I think a lot of you.
I don't know why. I really didn't treat you right, and I think I know why.
You don't have to explain.
I want to explain. I'm attracted to you, and I respect you for living what you believe and not having sex before marriage.
Always.
What if I don't need you? I just want you.
Either way, I'll be there for you. And you be there for your son. Always, because it's no fun growing up without a dad.
Help me out. Megan, was that you?
You know what's funny is the beginning part of the clip was me, and then halfway through it went to Adrian's character talking with Ricky. Oh.
So okay, see, I don't... Yeah, I can't figure out what I did there because I didn't... I don't know. It's just a quirk in the recording, so I apologize. The beginning I thought was you, and then the end I thought, that sounds like Adrian.
Yeah, it switched up through.
All right, so folks, you got a little taste of three characters in that clip.
Yeah.
Now, have either of you landed much work outside the show since the series began 2 seasons ago?
Well, to be honest, I mean, we've been filming the show pretty much straight through since we started. We've only had one little break so far, and our main focus right now is the show and promoting it and all that stuff. So, you know, we're hoping the show's going to be on the air for a long time. So our time is kind of limited as to what else we can do right now. So we're just, our main priority is the show right now.
Yeah.
So you shot a season on ABC Family is about 12 episodes as opposed to,
24 we're doing right now. So we've been busy.
So you're shooting through the fourth season right now?
I believe so, yeah.
Ah. Okay, and so let's see. Let me do my math here. 4 times 4 is 48. So you probably need a fifth season for everybody to go away happy financially.
I mean,
I need 12 seasons. The rate I'm going.
I've been buying some cars lately. So he needs like about 11 and a half seasons to pay them off.
I see. And have you guys been able to enjoy, being recognized yet, or are you working so much that you're not actually out there being seen and you know, getting around?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely flattering to go out and somebody will come up to you and say, oh my God, we love you on the show. You know, I mean, I would have never thought ever somebody would come up to me recognizing me from a television show. So, you know, that's all great, but at the end of the day, it's just about the work, you know, and I know that's what it is for all of us. So as long as we're on set doing good work, I think we're all happy.
Yeah, I mean, the fans are, and we wouldn't be here without the people who watch the show. They're always just so nice to us and come up to us and tell us that they love the show, and it's never been anything but positive. So it's pretty cool.
Now, are either of you still dealing with schooling, or?
No, we're not. We don't deal with school.
Because you've already finished school, or?
Yes, we're both graduated high school.
Yeah,
okay.
Both graduated high school. I was in college and decided to leave to pursue acting, and yeah, that's where I'm at now, I guess.
What's the biggest change that being on the show has caused in your lives?
I think it's just, like, to be working all the time regularly is amazing, and as an actor, it really, like, challenges you and pushes you. And also, I mean, it's opened up a lot of doors for us in the industry. A lot of people, you know, recognize us now, and it just, it's just, like, a different level, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, it's great, you know, having something to do the next day instead of, you know, having to audition and you go to another audition. You know, we know that we have a job right now, so... You know, I know none of us take it for granted, and we're just so thankful to get up for those 6 o'clock call
times. And to be on a show that people watch is, like, rare, you know?
Yeah.
So we feel lucky that people are actually watching.
Who do you think has the opportunity to really break out in this third season? Which cast member do you think is?
I think everybody, to be honest.
It's such an ensemble, to be honest.
Yeah, like, everybody's storyline kind of breaks out this next season. I mean, every single character kind of breaks out. You know, the first season kind of focused on the baby, but, you know,
it's so much different
this season. So, you know, it's going to be a big shocker to everybody once they reveal, you know, what's going on with Grace, what's going on with Jack, you know, all the characters in the show.
And everybody brings something so important and, like, so unique and awesome to the show that, I mean, it's such an ensemble.
Mm. Well, wait a minute. What about this guy?
Can't you give me a cup of tea? I slept with you.
I remember.
Whoa, what was that?
that was from the scene in the hospital waiting area before the baby is born, and I think some of the kids are trying to talk the others into getting coffee for them or tea. And I love that clip. I love it because it amuses me. I'm not here to encourage premarital sex of any kind. Having a teenager myself, I have a very different view of these things than I did when I was in high school or college, let's say.
Yeah,
I bet.
Do either of you talk about the storylines with your friends? I mean, do you have any friends who, you know, who disapprove of this storyline?
I don't really have any friends, so...
this is so sad.
Calls me every day. Talk about storyline.
Yeah, I talk to Megan all the time about my storyline.
I don't have friends either.
to be honest...
All my friends live in igloos.
Yeah, they're excited to see it on TV, you know? So, my parents are always asking what's going on, but, you know, it's more exciting for them to see it on TV, I think.
My parents don't get to see it on TV, Darren. They're in Canada.
Sorry.
What are they in? Are they in an igloo? Why don't they don't have TV in Canada? Of course, they have TV.
They're around by dog sled.
Oh.
No, they love the show. They've seen it all.
I'm still back on how sad it is that Darren has no friends.
maybe somebody will be my friend. I need a friend.
Okay. Yes. And you want to. Now, are either of you, since we're mentioned that, are either of you on Facebook or on Twitter? Do you want to let people know if they can reach out to you there, or would you rather not?
I'm on Twitter, Megan_Park, and I would love for people to follow me.
Yeah, and I don't have Twitter, but I have a Facebook, and I definitely post things all the time. I'm on Facebook.
Oh, I didn't know that. We should get on Twitter.
I should.
We can follow each other.
All right.
Well, if you would be his friend, maybe you would show him how to do that.
I know. Thanks.
Oh, sorry. Megan.
But it really takes a friend to. You
Darren
know.
Will have a Twitter by 7 p.m. tonight.
Okay. So, as we kind of wind down, you're shooting season 3 and 4, I guess, right now. You've 24 episodes. Do either of you have anything lined up for the end of that, or is it just too far off to even think about right now?
Well, we just, you know, yeah, it's kind of too far off, and, you know, you can't really book anything right now without, because this is our main first priority. So, you know, say the show still does well and we get another pickup, we could go back up
right away.
So there's no telling. We kind of just got to wait and sit it out to see what happens.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, we just, you know, kind of focus on it. Like, I do music as well, so I kind of do that when I can just for fun to keep myself busy in all aspects when we're not shooting.
Cool. Very good. Well, listen, as I said at the start of the show, I have some reservations about the, you know, the whole teen pregnancy thing, but it's the show is well done. You guys are very nice. You've been very nice to talk to you.
Oh, thank you.
Obviously very talented, do a good job on the show, and I appreciate you putting up with some of my more ridiculous questions, and I want to tell everybody that you can catch Darren Kagasoff and Megan Park every Monday night this summer in the third season of The Secret Life of the American Teenager on the ABC Family Channel, 8 p.m. every Monday night. I think I said that. And you can check out previews of the show and on abcfamily.com. And, of course, you know, you can look for them on, hopefully by tonight you'll be able to look for both of them on Twitter, but you can certainly find Megan on Twitter and Darren on Facebook. And, guys, thank you very much for being with us on Mr. Media today. This was a lot
of
fun.
Thank you so much for having
us.
All right, good luck to you both.
Thank you. Take care.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And, of course, for more interviews with your favorite TV stars, surf over to our main website, www.mrmedia.com, where you can listen to my earlier conversations with the stars of Make It or Break It, Chuck, My Name is Earl, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Southland, and many more. Please think about writing an online review of Mr. Media, casting a vote for Mr. Media, or marking Mr. Media as one of your favorites. Whether you listen on Blog Talk Radio, TrueSlant, Pointer Online, MySpace, Facebook, NetVibes, Multiply, Zanga, Friendster, Orkut, Bebo, Podcast Pickle, Vox, Folio, MediaFly, Podfeed.net, Blueberry, Zencast, Zimbio, or Odeo. Subscribe to Mr. Media in iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews within the podcast section of iTunes and click the free subscribe button. It's that easy. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. That's A-N-D-E-L-M-A-N. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, www.twitter.com/andelman. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate when you give up a piece of your day and spend it with us. Thanks for listening, everybody.